2016 season is upon us, training camp just one day away, and we are now lucky to be joined by Broncos CEO and team president Joe Ellis. Joe, thank you for taking some time with us.
Thank you, Matt.
How excited are you for the beginning of camp? I know last year was the first season we saw this beautiful facility in action at its full completion for training camp. What can we expect for this season?
I think more of the same, hopefully. And last year had great energy. I think we had north of 50, 55,000 fans somewhere in that neighborhood out here. We learned from the first year with the complex redone a little bit, and I think we'll be able to provide a really, really good experience for them. I look forward to tomorrow morning. It's one of my favorite days of the year. You come out here early and you see the huge line of people waiting to get in, and when they come out and the team finally comes out on the field and the cheers erupt, it's really a great moment. So I look forward to it.
We're away from the days that where training camp was actually camp. Players would go away from the team facility, but now with this beautiful facility behind us, that's no longer the case. Do you sense, Coach Kubiak mentioned juice, it gives the players juice. Do you sense that energy, that added intensity at practice when the fans are out here?
Absolutely. I mean, I think players love to perform, right? And they get to do so in front of an audience. It's a lot more fun than practice. I think one of the interesting things is when training camp is over and they come out here for their first practice and there's no noise, you know, other than what's generated on a speaker. And I think that's kind of a bit of a letdown. I think it's really fun for them, and the fans, the great fans here, bring tremendous energy each and every day. So it's going to be exciting.
I know there's been a lot of conversation about the naming rights for the stadium going forward. Just can you give us a status update as to what is the status of Sports Authority Field at Mile High?
Well, it remains that name. There's some proceedings going on in the bankruptcy court still that the Metropolitan Football Stadium is involved in. They have a contract for naming rights, as do we. We have a partnership, a sponsorship partnership to that end. We're working with them to see if we can secure another partner. I think it's important. It's very important for the long-term sustainability of the building. I don't think we want to be in a position. I know we don't want to be in a position where we go back in another 10 or 15 years and have to build a new stadium, because I can tell you what that's going to cost, and it's going to be five times as much as what this one cost. And if we take some sensible steps to try and make the building better and upkeep it and do things, I think we can avoid that. But having the money to do that involves a contract with naming rights, so we're working hard to help the district out and secure somebody on that end.
Fans have often said, you know, why not name it just, you know, Mile High? But and for people who aren't involved in the process or are unfamiliar with it, you know, just give us a little insight as to why a naming partner is necessary, because I know a lot of that money is very important.
Yeah, well, as I said earlier, you know, I mean, it really is important to not only the maintenance but the improvement. And, you know, the naming rights contract itself doesn't solve all the revenue needs for all the monetary needs that you would have for improving the building, obviously, but it is a step there. It's an important step, and it's an important piece of that pie that needs to come together in order for us to keep the building fresh, to make it better, to make the fan experience better, all of that. So, I respect the sentiment towards Old Mile High, but I think it's important that this building that we play in and we occupy, not only for the Broncos, but for other events, and I mean, it's the citizens' building, and we're in charge of keeping it up and maintaining it and sustaining it. This contract is important to us, and the district, to their credit, recognizes it. So therefore, I think, you know, securing a naming rights partner is pretty vital.
With Super Bowl success comes the challenge of retooling, replacing a lot of talent lost. John Elway did a great job bringing in new players as well as re-signing some old faces. How impressed were you with just the amount of talent that is coming back this season and the job that he did?
Really impressed, and it's an exaggerated and you know, the spotlight's a lot greater on John and the football staff after you win a Super Bowl. And having said that, you know, I think we've retained a great roster. John had a terrific draft. He's very excited about it. His track record here in terms of bringing in players and signing them speaks for itself. And the results speak for themselves. And we're lucky to have him here. I think I think we're presented with another opportunity this year to try and do what we try and do each and every year, and that's win a Super Bowl. And so it starts tomorrow. If you're not excited about it, I don't know why. I'm looking forward to it.
One of the questions that we get a lot during this time of year is just how Mr. Bolin is doing. I know this is one of his favorite times of year, being able to see the team back out onto the field. If you could just give us an update as to his battle, his fight, and how he's doing currently.
Well, Matt, it's a battle. It's a battle. That's the best I can say. And he's doing he's one tough guy, and he's doing the best he can with it. It's a struggle. Millions of people are afflicted with Alzheimer's, and it's a very, very unfair disease. And it's tough not only on him, but it's tough on his wife Annabelle and the children. But they are noble caregivers, and Pat's surrounded by a lot of love, and hopefully, he's in good hands. But I don't wish that disease on anyone, and I think it's just very unfair and unfortunate for him and his family that he can't be out here as he deserves to be enjoying what he should be enjoying.
I know he'd be very proud of last year's success that we are going to be able to celebrate in the first game of the season. What can we expect for opening night?
There'll be a celebration, but it ends when the ball is kicked off.
Right.
But our season ticket holders and our fans and other ticket holders, the people that were in that building for that great New England AFC Championship game, I suspect most of them will be back for this opener. And, they deserve their moment of celebration as well. They really do. I mean, they propelled us to Santa Clara. I can't tell you how moved I was and how impressed I was with their performance in the Pittsburgh game and the New England game. And it's really that way every game at Sports Authority Field. And so they deserve this opportunity to celebrate together as a group. And there'll be some stuff pregame and some fun stuff. I'm not going to give away any secrets. There'll be some stuff around the city of Denver.
Okay.
And I know there'll be a lot of just electricity in the community. So hopefully once we kick off, we can get after the Panthers and try and get our first win of the year.
Can't wait to see it. Joe, thank you so much for taking
some
time.
Thank you, Matt. Appreciate it.